Okay, we are in Perek HaZav. Today's daf is daf Mem Hei. And we started yesterday discussing the concept that's discussed the first couple of bottom of HaZav, and that is the relationship between Tiva and Peira. I mentioned it's always important to know what is considered the merchandise, the Peiros, and what's considered the currency, the Tiva, because the halacha that we're going to have in a couple of blot, that the Kinyan is Nigmar halachically, whether it's Daraisa or Darabatan, we'll have to see. But the Lamaisa, the Kinyan is Nigmar only when the merchandise is transferred. When I get the Peiros, the halachic Peiros, so then the Kinyan is done and there's no Chazara. That's when you apply the principles of Toka de Dibor, Kedibor Dami, and there after the Kinyan, you have no time to retract. But if the money is transferred, as we said yesterday, Maker Adin, one can retract. One would be in a Mishapara, one would get the curse of the Mishapara, but theoretically one can retract. Okay, so that's what we were discussing yesterday, when you have all these different types of currencies, because it's easier when you have an object and you have money, so then it's easier to know what is the Tiva and what is the Peira. But when you have different types of currencies that you're changing, that makes it a little more difficult. Gold and silver and copper. So that's what we discussed yesterday. We tried to bring a raya one way or the other about gold. That was our question. And we had different versions of what was said when Rebbe was younger, when Rebbe was older. We had the different versions of that. And now we're going to try to now go to a different context and see if we could prove from there what we hold here by Mekach HaMemkar. So the Mishnah says, Tanan Hasam, right in the middle, two-thirds of the way down on Daf Mem Dal and Amabez. We're going to quote a Mishnah from Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, which we're going to have three versions. We're going to have a machlokas in this Mishnah of Ma'aser Sheni, and then we're going to have three versions of another machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, discussing this machlokas in the Mishnah of Ma'aser Sheni. That's the first amud of today's daf. We'll have three versions of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what exactly they say about this machlokas, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Okay, let's start. Tanan Hasam, says the Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, Beishamei Omrim, Lo Yase Adam Silin Dinrei Zahav, Ubeis Hila Matirim. So all that is said in the Mishnah is that according to Beishamei, somebody who has silver coins and he wants to, you know, go up to Yerushalayim, he doesn't want to shuffle all the silver coins, and we know that there's about 25 silver coins in a gold coin, so it's much easier to take gold coins to Yerushalayim. Right, just like there's a halacha that you're allowed to be mechalel, right? Fruit, the kedusha of fruit onto coins, which we'll discuss a little bit more later. So too, you could maybe basically you want to switch your lots. You have lots of change. You want to get, you know, sometimes you have like you know, a lot of change. So you want to go to the store. You'd rather carry out one bill than to carry all this change, right? It's much easier. So let's say you want to do that to go to Yerushalayim. You have silver coins and you want to change them into gold coins. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to make the silver coins into gold coins. Lo yasa adam silin din rezav. You can't do that. Well, Beisila matirin, and Beisila says you can do that. You can do that. The question is why not? As we'll see, the Gemara is going to suggest the issue is that gold might be peiros, and switching something onto halachic peiros is that you're allowed to switch peiros onto money, but switch money onto peiros is going to be a problem. So let's see. So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. This is the first version of the machlokas. Chad Amar Machlokes Bisloim al Dinarim. The Machlokes is switching Sloim onto Dinarim. Again, Machlokes is switching silver coins onto gold coins. That's the problem by Ma'aser Sheni. Again, if you have silver Ma'aser Sheni money, which, how did you get silver Ma'aser Sheni money? You probably started off with fruit. You started with the Ma'aser Sheni fruit. You switch that onto silver dollars. And then you realize you have so many silver coins, you want to switch that onto gold to get it even less. So, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do that. Why? The Beis Shammai Sabri, Kaspa Tiva, Vidava Pera, Kesef, silver is considered the currency, and gold is considered the fruit, the peros, as our Mishnah says, or our Mishnah says, Zav Kones HaKesef, right, which means Zav is the commodity. So silver, the Kesef, is the Tiva, Dav is the Pera, Vidava Pera, Lo Machalulinan. And you're not machalel, you're not allowed to be machalel, money onto fruit, only the other way, says Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Savri, no, Beis Hillel says the other way. Kaspa Peira Vidava Tiva. Beis Hillel says that the silver is the peros and the gold is the currency. Upeira Tiva Machalina, therefore there's no problem. That's the first version of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Whether you're allowed to switch the kedusha of silver onto gold is the machlokas what is gold and what is silver, which is the merchandise and which is the currency. Avo peiros al dinarin, but let's say you have actual fruit switching onto gold coins, everybody would agree it's okay. Right? Even Beis Shammai, who says you're not allowed to switch silver onto gold, would say you're allowed to switch fruit, actual fruit, onto gold. My time away, midi dahavia kesef lebeis Hillel. Just like kesef according to Beis Hillel. What does that mean? Kesef lebeis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, afagav de kaspel gabi dava peirahave. Everything is relative. Silver compared to gold, according to Beis Hillel, silver is the merchandise. Right, because gold is more chashuv, so gold is considered the currency. So according to Beis Hillel, silver is considered the merchandise. And yet, legabe peira tivahave, but once you have actual fruit, then all money compared to actual fruit is considered currency. So it switches. Silver to gold is peiros, silver to fruit is currency. So just like you have that chiluk, according to Beis Hillel, zahav nami lebeis Shammai. Gold also according to Beis Shammai. Apagad the dabal gabi kaspa peirahave. Even though gold compared to silver was going to be considered merchandise, legabe peira tivahave. But regarding its relationship to fruit, actual fruit is considered currency. Meaning, therefore, says this first version. Again, we're going to have three versions of the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Version number one says the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and the Mishnah is only switching silver coins onto gold coins. Are you allowed to do that from Meiser Sheni Kedusha? Silver to gold. But fruit onto gold? Fruit onto gold, no problem, because the gold is for sure considered currency regarding legabe the fruit. V'chad amar, let's just finish and I'll talk a little more. V'chad amar, no, af b'peiros al dinar machlokas. Right, the other opinion says no, even fruit onto gold coins, there's a machlokas. Beis Shammai would not allow you to take Meiser Sheni fruit and switch it onto gold coins. Why? Because gold coins are considered peiros, considered peiros and not tiva, and therefore you can't switch peiros onto peiros. You know, not allowed to switch kedusha, right? It says the pasuk that we're going to have later on. It says v'tzarta hakesef biyadecha. You got to switch the kedusha ma'aser sheni onto money, and not onto fruit. That is all version number one. 2 points. Number one, Tosfos here discusses that in Maseches Baba Kama, the bottom Tosfos asks that in Baba Kama we have a case that you're in Bavel, and the question is there's different currencies in Bavel and in Yerushalayim, so you're going to switch kedusha onto money, and then, right, Mo'u shel Bavel, Vehem b'Bavel, Parach Iba Malchus Machpidos, right, it talks about whether the money is good in both places. Tosfos, quoting the Gemara, says, if each of the governments are makbid on each other, so what are you supposed to use if you're in a place where they're makbid on the currency, and you're going to a place where they're not going to accept that currency? Tosfos there says, Dezavin b'u behema. You can buy an animal. Animals are for sure considered peiros halachically. So how could that Gemara suggest that you're going to switch the kedusha onto an animal? Right here, we even say maybe gold is a problem because it's halachically considered merchandise. Animals are for sure merchandise. So how could that Gemara say you can switch it onto an animal? So Tosfos basically says, b'makom she'i efsha, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. If you're in a place where none of the monies would be acceptable in Yerushalayim, so what are you supposed to do? So you have to switch it onto an animal. B'makom she'i efsha. That's Tosfos' answer. Bottom line, below efsha, lechus behema. That's the problem. The Ritva, though, here has a different answer. He says, no. The only time that you're not allowed to switch it onto something called peiros is if that's not going to be the final stage of this Meiser Sheni. Meaning, the gold, you can't eat the gold. Eventually, you're going to have to do something with the Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. You have to eat it. You're going to have to buy karbanos with it. You're going to have to buy some type of food. So when do we say that you're not allowed to switch it onto peiros? That's only a halachic peiros, which is not going to be the final stage of this Meiser Sheni process. But if you switch it onto an animal, and then you're going to bring that animal, and you can eat that animal in Yerushalayim, no problem. That's going to be fine. That's the Ritva. V'hadar mina tiv apira lo machalinan, dafka apira ki haihu de lo machalinan, o b'chol pri she'ine roi lo ochle b'Yerushalayim. Avol davar she'tzarech lo ochle b'Yerushalayim pigon behema tahora machalalin. No problem. As it says in Meseches Kedushin, alokech behema imos marsha shein. Okay, that is two answers to this question of how can the Gemara Baba Kama say you could switch kedusha onto an animal? Either you don't have a choice in that case, or you're allowed to switch it onto something called peiros, as long as that could be used as the final Meiser Sheni stop. Right, that's what you're going to use in Yerushalayim. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So that was version number one. Again, version number one, remember, the machlokas beisham. All we have in our Mishnah to Maaseh Sheni is Beishamai says you're not allowed to switch silver coins onto gold coins. And Beis Hillel says you're allowed to. That's all the Mishnah says. So now we're going to have three machlokos, Rabbi Yochanan Beis Lakish, about that machlokas. Version number one is the machlokas is only about silver onto gold. But fruit onto gold, everybody would agree. Or even fruit onto gold is a machlokas. That was machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel. So now we continue. Ulaman de Amar, eight lines up. Ulaman de Amar, apapiras adinar machlokas, but according to this, to the second opinion, that even fruit onto gold coins, Beishamai would not allow. Ademiflagi besilin adinarim. So in the Mishnah, why does it give the case of silver on gold? Wouldn't it be an even bigger chiddush? Liflog beperos adinarim. Right? Why don't you say the bigger chiddush that you're not allowed to switch the kedusha fruit onto the gold coins? Why silver onto gold only? Isn't fruit on? Isn't that a bigger chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, if like the Paris al-Dinar, and if you only had that case, you wouldn't have known the silver-gold issue. Hava amina hanimili b'peros al-Dinar, you wouldn't have known. Peros al-Dinarim is, that would not be, I would have thought only that would be an issue. Avo basil and al-Dinar, but silver onto gold coins, modul and basil al-Beishama, I would have thought that basil agrees, the davel agave kaspa peirahave, below machalalinon, I would have thought that gold compared to silver is considered the merchandise, considered the fruit, and therefore you cannot be machalalit. That's why the Mishnah doesn't tell you the chiddush. Meaning, there's a chiddush of saying peiros onto gold coins, there's a chiddush of saying silver onto gold coins. And if you don't say one, you might not have known the other one. So that's why the Mishnah chose one of saying silver onto gold, but the same thing would apply, fruit onto gold, according to this opinion. This is a machlokes, this Gemara, and again the Gemara is going to continue talking about it, how do you view gold? How do you view gold, the gold standard? So lefi maskanas haGemara, there is a discussion. There is a discussion, and that is most Rishonim and Rav Haigon says this beferish that the whatever definition you have in one area of halacha seems to be the definition that you have in other areas of halacha. I mean, what do we have yesterday? We brought in Pidyon HaBen, we brought in Kiddushin. Right now, we're talking about Mekach u'Memkar. We spoke about Ribis. All these different contexts. So it seems like, and this is what Rav Haigon says, and other Rishonim follow him, that whatever definition you have for Tiva and Pera in one context, that's what you would apply in another context. The Ramban, though, says Beferish otherwise. The Ramban says, no, just because you define Tiv gold as one, with one definition in one area of Halacha, does not mean that you would define that, the same definition in the other areas of Halacha. Again, in the Sefer Lumdus by Rabbi Adler, where he has talks about different Darkei Alimut and different types of sugyas, so he brings this as one of his examples of universal versus relative definitions. That Rav Haigon says that once the Gemara comes up Lamaskana with a definition of Zahav as a universal definition. And if it's a universal definition, so therefore, you would apply that in all areas of Halacha. You have the definition, and now it applies in Pidyon HaBen and in the Mekach u'Memkar and in Ribis, etc. But the Ramban in the Mochamas here, who says that maybe we would limit it to Mekach u'Memkar, says no. Shahagdaras peira hi heksharit. It depends on the context. Even though by business, Zahav, gold, might be considered fruit. Maybe it's considered, right, Chalipin, which is a sugi coming up soon. Maybe it will be considered Tiva. Maybe we'll consider currency. Right? So don't compare the two different contexts. And this is something that you have in many areas, many sugyas, where you have a definition and you have to ask, is this definition for Kala Tara Kula, or is it a definition for this specific case? For example, another example, of Maisak Siva. The definition of writing. So we know on Shabbos, if I write with my left hand and I'm a righty, I'm not chayav on Shabbos. Not chayav on Shabbos. So the question is, what happens if I write a Sefer Torah with my left hand and I'm a righty? Or if I write a get with my left hand and I'm a righty? So is that going to be okay? For Hilcha Shabbos is not considered a Maisak Siva. Would I apply the same principle outside? So Machlokas Mishonim. Or we know there's a principle called Chok Tochos and Chok Yerechos. A Sefer Torah has to be written that you have to form the letters. I have to write the letters. I'm not allowed to spill ink on the whole parchment and then scrape out the letters of the Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's also, you can see it's a whole black and the whole thing's going to be white. I'm going to leave that out. You're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that, you know, because that's considered Chok Tochos. You're just going to recess the background, basically. I'm going to push up. Right, like using a cookie cutter thing. You push down the background and whatever's left is the cookie is left up. That's Chok Tochos. So for Hilchos Sefer Torah, so that is not considered Ksiva. So what about for Hilchos Shabbos? Bring it over. So the Ran has two dayas. Some say, oh, but for Hilchos Shabbos, it's a ksiva. You did a ksiva. It's a normal ksiva. So what you were says in the background, or not. So we got another example. Do you have the same definition of a maisa ksiva in Shabbos and in outside of Hilchos Shabbos? One other example. What about the laws? He talks about this. Reb Chaim discusses this for mechitzos, walls. Reb Chaim discusses, first parak of Maseches Sukkah is full of this topic. Do you have the same definition of walls for Hilchos Eruvin and for Hilchos Sukkah? You might have a wall that's good enough for an Eruv, but not good enough for a Sukkah. Depending what you need. You have more, might have more, might have less. But in many areas of halacha, you have to ask the question, is this a universal definition, or is this a relative, specific definition? So here too, Rabbi Adler suggests that that's what's going on here in the Machlokas. We've shown him whether Zahav is considered Peiros, Dafka for Mekach Lememkar, or for Kolatzor Akula. That's the question of universal versus specific definition. And you have it by Anavim Omdos Libatzer, or other examples that he gives. Okay, let's go continue now. Says the Gemara. So, second to last line. Tistayim derab Yochanan hu damar ein machalalin. Let's try to prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that according to Beis Shammai, you're not machalalin. Remember, what's the machlokas about? First version of Rabbi Yochanan Beis Lakish, the machlokas is about, is there a machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, fruit onto gold coins? Are you allowed to put the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni fruit onto gold coins? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. That is one opinion. And the other opinion says, no, for sure, fruit onto gold coins is okay. So, the machlokas is within Shitas Beis Shammai. Right? Does Beis Shammai hold? That's what it boils down to. If you want to focus. What's the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Beis Lakish? According to Beis Shammai, are you allowed to switch Kedusha of fruit onto gold coins? Right? According to one of them, no. According to one of them, yes. Within the Shita Beis Shammai. So, Tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan hu d'amar ein machalalin. Let's try to prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, you're not allowed. That he's the one that says, according to Beis Shammai, you cannot switch Kedusha Maaser Sheni onto gold coins. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says, Osir lelavos dinar bedinar. You're not allowed to lend dinar bedinar, as we discussed yesterday, the case of, later on, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Hey, Sa'a b'sa'a, as it's called, right? You're not allowed to say, I'll borrow a pound of grain today, I'll pay you back a pound of grain in 3 months, because that's smacks of ribbis. Maybe grain's going to have a different price. So says Rabbi Yochanan, you're not allowed to borrow a dinar bedinar. We're talking about gold. You can't borrow one gold dinar and pay back another gold dinar in a month. So dinar demai, what type of dinar are we talking about? I guess the Gemara will explain it. Elam of dinar shal kesef. Are we talking about a silver dinar? That can't be. But dinar shel kesef lagabi nafshe. A dinar shel kesef inherently mi'ika l'mandam alav tivahavi. Everybody says that silver by itself is currency. It's used. So if it's currency, as we said yesterday, that price going up and going down does not affect currency. It only affects items, merchandise. Right? A dollar is a dollar. It might have more buying power or less buying power, currency. But that's inflation, but that's not specific, that's not going to relate to ribbis. So when he says, usher to be baru, a dinar for a dinar, can't be talking about silver, because that's currency for sure. Ela pshita dinar shel zav. And it must be talking about a case of golden coins. I can't borrow gold and give back gold. So bedinar shel zav ulaman. So who are we talking about? He says, you can't do this. According to who? Ela beis hillel ha'amri tivahavi. According to beis hillel, should it be a problem? Because beis hillel says, gold is tiva, gold is currency. So again, it shouldn't be a problem of price fluctuation. Ela lav le Beis Shammai. So we must be talking about according to Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai gold coins, and what does it say? You can't lend dinar b'dinar, meaning why? Because it's considered merchandise. And just like sa'a b'sa'a is a problem, it's considered merchandise, considered peiros. So that would be why Shema Minah, Rabbi Yochanan Damar, ain't mechalalinan. That's why he would also say you cannot be mechalal, the kedusha of Maaser Sheni fruit, onto gold coins, because we see from here that according to Beis Shammai, gold coins are considered merchandise, which would be affected by price fluctuations. That's why you wouldn't be able to lend and borrow one gold coin. So isn't that a proof that, just like, again, we're comparing laws of ribbis to laws of Maaser Sheni. Again, that's why Rav Haigon and many Rishonim say the Gemara seems to have universal definitions here. So don't you say that as a proof? So the Gemara answers, rejecting that. Lo. It could very well be that according to Rabbi Yochanan's Beis Shammai, you can switch the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni fruit onto gold coins. The shiny halva, and lending money is different. Kivon de la'inyin mekach u memkar shavinu rabbanan kipeira. No, since regarding business, the Rabbanan consider it like fruit. De amrinan ihu nihu de oker vizil. Since we say it, gold, is affected by prices going up and down. So lagabi halva anami pei rahavi. So too regarding lending also, business and lending. But who says Maaser Sheni should be compared? Maaser Sheni could have different definitions for business, for lending, for buying, for selling. That could have one definition. But who says it has the same definition for Maaser Sheni?
And how?
So maybe regard the question is what's the maskana? The question is what's the maskana? How do you read this line limits it? Correct. But the question is the maskana. At the end of the day, do we say that the context can be compared? So Achanami Mistavers, the Gemara says it also makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan would not be the one that says in Mechalalinan. So Chiyasa Rabbi Namur Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says Beferish. Ava Misha Amru Asu Lalavos Dinar Bedinar. Ava Mechalalinan Masha Sheni Alav Shma Mina. Right, so he says it Beferish. So right, the Ritva just points out here, why is this Achanami Mistavra? Why isn't this, it's explicit. Right, this isn't just, it sounds logical, it's explicit. He says Beferish, don't compare the context. So the Ritva says, because it doesn't say in this statement that it's going according to Beishamai. So it could be it's not beferish, like he's talking within the second statement like Beishamai. So that's why the Gemara says it's mistavra and it's not a raya mechrachas, because it could have been that this was according to Beis. Right, so that's why it has to say Achanai mistavra and not a raya mechrachas. The Chazon Ish writes in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Tezayin this whole idea of answering zahav b'zahav, like Rabbi Yochanan says, hainu be'ein lo shar kavua. That's only if there's no set market rate. The Gemara is going to say later on, talk about this. Because as we're going to see later on in Ezel Nashach, if there is a set market rate out there and everybody knows about it at the time, so then there's no problem with sa'ab b'sa'ah. It wouldn't be a problem. I mean, if everybody knows, like when I borrow a pound of sugar from you, there's a clear cut how much this is worth, so then there's not going to be a problem of lending. Ula didan, and according to us, la'olam kol ha-matbeos yishlen shar kavua. And all of our coins have a public rate. You can check it on the market. V'hiltach mutad alavos kulan zav b'zav, unachoshes b'nachoshes, v'yavavishin eschadish adavar v'hoker ohuzal, machzir lo oso ha-min shalava. Just give back that coin, because everybody knows it's clear cut. V'kivan she'ein bazem mishim ribis, chayav l'shayim lo oso ha-min. Etc. He talks about. So a lot of this is more a Ezel Neshach discussion, next parak. A lot of this will not apply Bizman Azeh because there are clear-cut values that is known, you can just look it up in the newspaper, for all of these coins. Period. Lishna, where are we? No, I skipped. Tashma, let's try again. Haporit Selamimos Maaser Sheni, another Mishnah for Maaser Sheni. Let's say I am switching, again, silver onto, I'm getting silver from Nechoshes, right? The previous discussion was making silver into gold. What happens if I have a lot of copper coins in Maaser Sheni? And I don't want to schlep them all up to Yerushalayim, so I want to make them into silver coins. Remember, there's a lot of copper coins and silver coins, a lot of silver coins and gold coins. So the previous discussion was, am I allowed to take my silver coins and make them into gold coins to make it an easier schlep? So here, what about if somebody is switching the Kedusha of their copper coins onto silver coins? So Beishami Omrim Bakol Aselamos. You're allowed to take all of your copper coins and then make them into silver coins. No problem. And just bring up the silver coins. Ubeisilo Omrim, no. Beshekel Kesef Beshekel Mos. No, you can just do, you have to leave part in parts. Why? Because if you take all of your silver coins to Yerushalayim, and if everybody does that, you can't go in and buy a loaf of bread with silver coins. You need copper coins. It's like walking in to buy a bobby pin and giving the guy $1,000 bill. It's not going to work. You need some low-level currency in order for your daily needs. So Beisilah says, if you take all of your copper and put it into silver, then when everybody gets to Yerushalayim, there's going to be a run for copper coins. Everybody's going to go to the money changers to get copper coins. The price of copper coins is going to shoot up because the demand is going to shoot all the way up. We don't want that. So that's why half and half. Says Beisilah, you have to leave some copper coins in order for your daily needs once you get to Yerushalayim. That's the machlokas. Are you allowed to switch all your silver onto copper? All your copper onto silver, you have to leave some copper. So says the Gemara, Hashta lebe shamay legabe prite mechalalinan legabe dava mi boy. We know from this that obviously you had a case that you have copper coins that are Maaser Sheni. And Beishamai is talking here. So if Beishamai allowed you to put Kedusha onto copper coins, surely he would allow you to put Kedusha onto gold coins, which is even greater. It's a better money. It's a higher level currency. So this is arguing on the Shita that would hold fruit onto gold is not allowed. Of course it should be allowed. If you can put it onto copper, surely you should be able to put it onto gold. So Gemara says, not true. Shiny priti ba'asu desagin harifi. There are many places, as we alluded to yesterday, that copper is more fungible, that copper is more useful in the market. So who says that gold is going to be a kol shekein from copper? It could be copper and not gold. Period. That is all version number one. So I'm going to put a number one. That's the first version of the Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish discussing the Machlokes of Hashanah and Beis Hillel. So now we have number two, Lishna Achrina, a different version. Again, remember, Mishnah Beis Hillel have the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Are you allowed to switch silver onto gold? That's all the Mishnah says in Kedushas Meister Sheni. So we just had first version of the Machlokes about it. Now we have second version, Lishna Achrina. Remember, one of these prakim differentiate. You know, gotta have Mesiris Nefesh for the daf. Gotta focus and just have things clear. Okay, Lishna Achrina, second version. Amri la Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. What's the machlokas about? Chad amr machlokas besilin al dinarim. One opinion says the only machlokas is, again, as we said, silver onto gold. De beishamay savri. But why? Why is there a machlokas switching silver coins onto gold coins? Nothing to do specifically with silver and gold. What's the machlokas about? De beishamay savri ha kesef kesef rishon velo kesef sheni. Beishamay says you only let it go one step. Fruit onto money. You can't then switch money onto money. Fruit onto money, only one step is what the Torah allows you to do if you don't want to schlep up your fruit up to Yerushalayim. Fruit onto money, kesef rishon.
So the first money could be gold.
Exactly. The first money, according to this, could be anything. Ubeisola savri, ha kesef, kesef riba. No, ha kesef, the extra hay in there, kesef, it could have just said kesef riba, that includes viafilu kesef sheni. Meaning, the machlokas is about how many times could you switch money. Fruit onto money, but then money onto money or not. But fruit onto money in the first place, fruit onto gold, no problem. Everybody agrees you're allowed to. Why? Because that gold is still kesef rishon. No problem. And the other opinion says no. Peros al dinarim is still a machlokes. Why? Because gold coins are considered peros. And peros on peros you're not allowed to do. You're only allowed to do peros on money. So that's the second version. So now the Gemara asks again. Ulaman to Amr Sil and Al Dinarim Machlokas. So according to the one that says, the second one that says that Sil and Al Dinarim is a Machlokas, that money on money is a Machlokas, the first one, Ademiflagi Bisil and Al Dinarim, Lithuka Bisil and Aslan. So why does the Mishnah then give the misleading statement of the Machlokas is about gold, silver onto gold, which makes us think that it's something inherently about these two things? Just say silver on silver or gold on gold. If the issue is just making money on money, so then why does it give a simpler case? So iiflagi b'silin al silin. No, the Gemara said if you would have said that hava mina hanimili b'silin al silin, I would have thought that only the same money is a problem. Avol b'silin al dinar modulu b'silin b'shamai. But I would have thought then that b'silin would agree to b'shamai that the dabal gabe kaspa peirahave. I would have thought that gold compared to silver would be considered peiros. V'lo machalalinan, and even b'silin would say you're not allowed to do that. Kamash v'lan. That's why it has to say that chiddush. That's to say that chiddush. Period. Again, I wish we had more time to talk about it, but just to mention it, it's a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim. How many mitzvos are there regarding Maaser Sheni? Right? Obviously, there's a mitzvah of Inyan Maaser Sheni, where I have Kedushas Maaser Sheni, and I have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and I have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and I'm allowed to redeem it. How many mitzvos are counted? The Rambam counts one mitzvah. Mafresh Maaser Sheni, eating Maaser Sheni, right? It's all one mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos. But the Ramban in the Hosafos, right? We know that the Ramban, after he knocked out a bunch of mitzvahs of the Rambam, he has his own ones that he said the Rambam forgot. Aseis and Los Aseis. The first Asei, Aleph, that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot is the mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni. Eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Latshinitz Tavinu Lechom Maaser Sheni Bechorz Yerushalayim Lefnei Hakel Yisaleh. V'zu mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs, hi gedola ma'od, shenasam latam, latil ma'liyira. It's a great mitzvah. After all, the Torah itself says, what does the Torah say in Sefer Devarim? Eat Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim, and it'll give you Yerushalayim. Wow. The Torah doesn't say that about many mitzvahs. The Ramban says it's a separate mitzvah. Obviously, the Rambam does not count it. The Rambam must think it's a good idea, but the Rambam obviously thinks it's included in the big mitzvah, Maaser Sheni. Right? The mitzvah has to be mafrish, and to bring it up, and to eat it. Right? And the Rambam, so that's one issue. One issue is you count it as one or two. Secondly, the other issue is maybe the Rambam holds is just maybe it's not included, but maybe it's just what we call a lav habal mechal lase. You just can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So lav haba mechal say lo sucha lechol b'sharecha. So that's another discussion. It's a beautiful discussion of this in the Mitzvah Samelach Hari Sement from Chicago, where he discusses what is the machlokas Rambam and Ramban regarding this. If you look closely in that language of the Ramban when he quotes the Mitzvah Ti Ma'aser Sheni, listen to what he says. Shis tavinu lechol Ma'aser Sheni ubechoros Yerushalayim. He groups it with eating bechor. Bechor is a carbon. So suggests a cement, according to the Ramban, Achilas Ma'aser Sheni is Achilas Kadshim. It's your fruit. Doesn't look like a karban, but it's the bechina of eating Kadshim in Yerushalayim, just like there's a mitzvah of eating Kadshim Kalam in Yerushalayim, and just like there's a mitzvah of eating Kadshim in Yerushalayim, so there's an eating Ma'aser Sheni. He puts Bechoros in here. That's why he counted as a separate mitzvah, possibly. But according to the Rambam says clearly, the Rambam puts as a separate mitzvah, Kadshim Kalam and Kadshim in Yerushalayim. That's a separate mitzvah. Here he doesn't count it. Why? Because the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, must be that it's not a din of eating kachim, but what is it? It's a din of eating chulin. But that's a Rambam. The mona mitzvah achilas ma'aser sheni, bahadi mitzvah hafrashas ma'aser sheni. He puts it with the hafrasha. V'lo kala bahadi achilas kachim mevur desarved. The mitzvah achilas ma'aser sheni mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi. Ve'natali b'mitzvah achilas kachim. Do the achilas kachim. And this might be related even to the machlokas and the tanoim, whether ma'aser sheni is what we call mamon gavoa or mamon hediot, right? Is it coming from Hashem or is it coming from me? So that is a big discussion. Again, we could have a whole shiur on this, but not for now. But this is, if you have a mitzvah HaMelech Adom, again, it's a beautiful set on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam by Rabbi Sement. Right now, I think he only has the essays out, three volumes on the mitzvahs essay. Hopefully one day he'll be able to do the los essays. But that is the discussion there in the Machlokas Rambam Ramban about the mitzvah of eating Ma'aser Sheni. Okay, Vayte. Tashma. Back to the Gemara, right across from Tosfos Bakol. Tashma, let's try to prove again. We're trying to prove. What is this second version of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? What's the machlokas between them? The machlokas between them is, again, can you put fruits onto gold? Right? Are the gold coins considered fruit, and would that not be allowed? So Tashma, if somebody is changing a sela of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, somebody's switching silver in Yerushalayim. So Beishami Omer Bakola Selamos. It's the opposite of the previous case. The previous case was switching copper onto silver. This is switching silver onto copper. Are you allowed to do that? Beishami says no problem. So when you get to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to switch all your silver onto copper. Obeisela Omerim Beshekel Kesef Beshekel Mos. Beishami says no. You should only switch part of it. Why? Because let's say you switch it all onto copper, and then at the end of the week you're going to leave. You can still have a Kedush Ma'aser Sheni money here. You're going to bring it back home. You're not going to use it for another year. It's going to get rusty if it's copper. So better only to do, right, only to do part of it into copper, what you need for the week, and the rest keep it silver. So just in case at the end of the week you run out, you're going to leave, you're going to have to save it for next year, so you'll still have silver and it will remain. So that's the opposite machloka, the Shammai B'Silo. So now the Gemara says, you obviously have silver coins. So hashta kasvel agave priti mechalalinon. But what do you mean? You have silver. You have silver, and it's discussing here making silver to copper. And you see you're allowed to switch the Kedusha. V'lo amrina kesef rishon l'kesef sheni. And nobody here is saying you cannot switch it, fundamentally. So l'gabi dava d'chashim minei mi amrina kesef rishon l'kesef sheni. So surely gold would be okay. Meaning, how could we say that there's a machlokas that Beishame would not allow you to switch money onto money, only the original fruit onto money? Here he allows it. Answers the Gemara, no. He has different. Amar Rava Yerushalayim kamosis. He's already in Yerushalayim. You're asking us that you can't do it in Yerushalayim? Shiny Yerushalayim. Dechsiv Bey. Once you get to Yerushalayim, you can do whatever you want. You're allowed to do whatever you want once you get to Yerushalayim. It's only outside of Yerushalayim you have the din of Kesef Rishon below Kesef Shein. Tosfos here discusses, don't you need, other Gemara say you need pre-mi-pri. Don't you need a pre-mi-pri for Ma'aser Sheni, which means something that came from something else, like an animal came from a mother animal, or a fruit came from a tree. So Tosfos discusses maybe that's a limited halacha. Maybe it only excludes water and salts, but all other things are included. Other answers given. But we'll get back to that. It's an interesting Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, but we'll see at the end if we have time to get back to that. But Tashma, let's continue. Hapori tzelim oz b'aser sheni. I'll ask you another kasha. Okay, this one is not from Yerushalayim. This is from the first price that we quoted up earlier. If you're switching copper onto silver outside of Yerushalayim, what was our machlokes? Beishamei omrim b'kol ha'selamos, beisol omrim shekel kesef b'shekel mos. Again, switch all of it or not because you're worried about the price going up of copper. But what do you see from that Mishnah? That you're allowed to switch money onto money. So again, you can't say...
outside of Yerushalayim.
And that's out of Yerushalayim. Exactly, that's out of Yerushalayim, because why else would you be switching copper to silver? You want it to be less of a schlep. Right? So, we're back to the kasha. You can't say that what's under discussion is kesef sheni. So the Gemara says, you're right. Number three, the third and final version of the Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, discussing the Machlokas of Hashem Beis Hillel. Ella, fourth to last line, to Kuliyamak, HaKesef Kesef Riba, Vavilu Kesef Sheini. Really, you ought to switch Kesef Sheini. And this third version is going to be different than the first two. In that, the third version is going to tell me it's a Machlokas about a Din Durabanan. The first two was that it was a Machlokas on a Daraisa level. But this third version is going to be, it's a machlokas about Xera Durabanan. Ela'i itmar de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Hachi itmar. This is what it's about. Chad Amar. Again, remember, let's keep focus. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says it's a machlokas about switching silver onto gold. That was the machlokas. So we discussed how expansive is that machlokas. But now this is what the machlokas is. Third version. Chad Amar, machlokas b'sin al dinarim. One says the machlokas is switching silver onto gold. Why? To Beishamei Savri. Beishamei says, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Gazrina Sheme Yashe Aliyosav. Maybe you're going to delay your going up. Because what's going to be the issue? You're going to have, you know, about 25 silver coins into one gold coin. So what's going to probably be the problem? You're going to put silver onto gold, but you're going to wait until you can fill up this whole gold coin in order to make your silver coins into it. You're going to wait until you have 25. And that might take you a very long time. Maybe you won't have enough silver coins to fill the whole gold coin. Then you won't go. You won't go where? Machlokas we've shown him here, and the question of the girsa. You see the bach here? The bach adds in one word. V'lomasik lehu. But who means them? You won't take them up. Meaning the issue is the money. The issue is you're just going to leave your Maaser Sheni money, right? You're going to not have enough for 25 coins. You're just going to leave it at home. You're not going to bring it up this year. You bring it up all next year. And that could cause problems. You might have it in your house. You might come to use it. That's the problem. And therefore, we're not going to allow you to make it silver onto gold. The Rabbeinu Hananel does not have that word lahu. And velomasik means third line Rabbeinu Hananel. V'nimsa misakiv milalos laregel. Wow. Right, if you don't have enough cash flow to use in Yerushalayim, you just might not go up to Yerushalayim this year. Alila Regel, it's a mitzvah, but you know what? If I don't have enough, I'm going to have to go up. It's Pesach time. I'm going to have to go up in a couple of weeks again. Why should I go up now? I'll go up in a couple of weeks, but that time I'll have my Sosheni money. Right, so we'd rather not. So either it's Xera against Alila Regel, or Xera that you're going to leave the money at home. Either way, Beis Hillel Savri Lo Gazrina, no Shemi Yasha Liosa. Beis Hillel says, no, we're not worried. Techilo Malu Lanami, Bidin Rasuki Masik Lahu. No, we assume you'll still go up. We'll still assume you go up. That's the machlokas about Xera to Rabbanan. Are we worried that you're going to delay if you switch your silver onto gold? Aba Baperis, Al Dinran, De Rekal Machalina, but fruit onto gold? No problem. Dechivan, Demir Kivi Lo Mashiluhu. Because the fruit will spoil, even if you don't have enough fruit for a whole gold coin, we're not worried. You're going to switch the Kedusha onto the gold, and no problem. Dechad Amar, no. Afil Baperis, Al Dinran, Nami Machlokas. And others say, no. Maybe there's a machlokas even about fruit onto gold. Maybe you'll do something with the fruits to be able to make it not rot. We're still worried about it. So now says the Gemara. Bishlam alahach lishna damer temita araisa mishra shari. According to this third version, that mita araisa, there's no problem switching silver onto gold. No problem. V'rabbanan hu tegashi behin, it's an isid rabbanan. Hainu dektani, then the language of the Mishnah makes sense. Because the language of the Mishnah is ya'aseh v'lo ya'aseh. It's a lechatchila type of lashon. Don't do this. That's what the Rabbanan would tell you. Elahach lishna to amrit to mida araisa pligi. But according to the version that says mida araisa, they're arguing mechalalina v'lo mechalalina mi ba'ilei. Rather, it should say whether it works or not. Whether the chilal works. Right? That's the focus if it's a din araisa. So the Gemara answers kasha. So it's a problem. Right? Why ya'ase and lo ya'ase is a derabanan and mechalina lo mechalina is daraisa? So we discussed this back. The first Amud of Maseches Sukkah. That's a long time ago. Some of us weren't together at that time. But there we discussed the Nesita of the Nesivus. That the Nesivus says, I'm not going to get into where he says this from, but basically the Nesivus says, in his view, Isurei Durabanan are Isurei Gavras. Right? The rabbis could tell you what you are not allowed or allowed to do. But they can't change Mitzius. Isurei Daraises are what we call Isurei Chefzes. Right, he proves it based on other sources. Not all Rishonim would agree to this, but that's the Nesivus's. It's discussed by many Achronim. The Nesivus says Isurei Derabanan are Isurei Gavras, and Isurei Daraises are Isurei Chefzes. That idea fits in beautifully to a Gemara there and here too. Because what does it say here? If it's a Derabanan, Yaseh and Lo Yaseh make perfect sense. Because what does that tell you? He should do this, he shouldn't do this. Focus on the Gavra. That's how it knows the Rabbanan. But if it's Daraisa, you should say, Mechalalin, lo Mechalalin. Can the coins be Mechulul or not? Beautiful. Focus on the Chefsa. That's the Kash. It's the lumdus behind the question according to the Nesivis. The focus is Gavra versus Chefsa. Period. Okay, Itmar. New Sugya. For the next couple of Daf. The Sugya of Kinyan Chalipin. Again, obviously it's going to connect to what we just did, but Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin, as we know, the Rishonim point out there are two types of Kinyan Chalipin. There are many Kinyanim. Kinyan Hagbah, lifting something up. Kinyan Mashicha, pulling something. Kinyan Chazaka. Chalipin means switching. So there are two types of Chalipin. There's an actual barter. Actual barter is what's called Shave B'Shave, meaning equal prices. Right? You have an apple, I have an orange. They're about equal, so let's switch. That's one type of Chalipin. But the more common type of Chalipin that we're familiar with is the symbolic Chalipin. Shave b'she'eino shave. Right, the chassan lifts up the handkerchief and he obligates himself to millions of dollars of the ksuba. That's not shave b'shave. Right, that's shave b'she'eino shave. Right, I pull up a sudar, use a pen, use a handkerchief. That's shave b'she'eino shave. They're both kinyan chalipin, but they're different. They're different. So itmar. So keep that in mind for the following. Itmar. Rav Levi. Chad amar matbeya na'ase chalipin. Can a coin be used as chalipin? Let's say I'm buying an apple from you, and I give you money. Does that have to be viewed as money versus merchant for merchandise? Is it possible to view the money as a commodity, as merchandise, and therefore it would be considered chalipin? Is that possible? If I designate it, Rashi says, how do you know the difference? If I'm giving this for payment, or I'm giving this for chalipin? Depends what you say. That's what you say, Rashi explains. So, is it possible? So, machlokas. Chad amar matbeya. What would be the difference? Who cares whether it's merchandise or it's money? It makes a big difference. As we said, if it's merchandise, then right when I give you money, the money, which is considered merchandise, the kinyan's finished. If it's considered payment, it's not, as we discussed the past two blot. So, is that possible? So, chad amar matbeya nasa chalipin. One opinion says, matbeya can be called chalipin. Meaning, even though it looks like money, it smells like money, you could say and designate it as merchandise. And it's just like apple for an orange. Money for an apple could be the same thing. Matbeya nasa chalipin. V'chad amar ein matbeya nasa chalipin. And the other opinion says, no way. Matbeya, money cannot be called chalipin. Amar apaba my time, why not? My time at the amar ein matbeya nasa chalipin, why not? Mishum de daite atzursa. Because when a person gets money, his da'as is on the tzura. That basically means the form on the coin. Vitzursa vidi de batla. And the form can one day be batel, meaning it is not forever. It's inherently not forever. It could be that it's going to get rubbed out eventually. It could be that the king is going to passel this coin and put up another coin. And therefore, the Rashba says, ein gufo mamon. Inherently, it's not an asset. It's just a usable commodity, right? But it's for now, right? If you have a cup, forever, it's an asset. Forever. Inherently, it's an asset. So that could be chalipin. But you can't have something for chalipin that's not gufo mamon, that's not forever something that's worth something. You're right, if cups, there are billions of cups that come out, so it's going to go down in price, but it's still inherently, it's an asset. But you can't have that by money. So that's the machlokas.
According to that svar, it doesn't matter whether it's gold or silver.
According to that svar, it does not matter whether it's gold or silver. It shouldn't matter. It's matbeya, any type of matbeya. Tanan, says the Mishnah, one second. Our Mishnah, Zav Kona Sakasef. Our Mishnah says that Zav, gold, is Kona Kasef. Right? So my lava chalipin. Isn't that talking about a case of chalipin? Where you're trading gold and silver, right? Doesn't that prove it? So the Gemara says, lo, bedamim. No, that's a case of payment. You're paying with one of them. One of them is called payment for the other one. So ihachi, if it's payment, hazahav kones akesef, mechayev mi baile. It shouldn't say kone if you're just paying with each one for the other one. So then it shouldn't say kone, because kone is a language of what would happen by an asset, by a commodity. You should say, when I get one, I'm mechayev to pay you for the other one. So the Gemara says, okay, tzni azav mechayev. So change it to mechayev. Tosus says you don't have to change the word, you can just change our understanding. Konet says Tosus, fifth to last line in Tosus, umishani tzni mechayev enu magia mishnah, ela konet pirish mechayev. It means that's the explanation of the word kone in the Mishnah. And hachanami mistaver, it also makes sense that our Mishnah is talking about a case of damim and not a case of chalipin. Why? Midiktani seifa. Because the next line, right? What David was about to ask, I'm sure. Hakasav einok on his hazav. It only works in one direction. So e hamark bishlam abedamim. If you say we're talking about values, payments, hainu darmin and daba peiro v'kaspa tiva v'tiva peiro lokanu. So you could say one of them is a payment for the other one. It's not chalipin, and that's why it only works in one direction and not the other one. Ela e amrit b'chalipin. But if it's a real barter and you're using money as one side of the barter, so then there shouldn't be a difference between two types of money. Shravayu likniyah hadadi. Right? It should both be koni each other. Va'otanya, and we know explicitly hakesef ina konet hazav kaskeitzad. The price is explicitly that the kesef does not konet. How? Machalo esrim chamisha dinar shel kesef dinar shel zav. If I sell you 25 silver coins for one gold coin, aval pisha mashachas hakesef. Even though I pulled the kesef, well, kana shi mashachas hazav. Right? I'm not konet until I pull the zav. So iyamet bishlam abedamim. If I'm using the silver to pay for the gold, mishamachi lo kani. That's why it works. Elai amrit bechalipin niknu. But if you say it's a real barter and you're using money for the barter, it should work in both directions. So elamai bedamim. So it must be that it is bedamim, that it's as payment. Just a little bit more. Ihachi am a resha. But if it's damim, then what about the resha? Hazav kones hakesef ketzad. The first line that zav, if you give gold and you get the gold, that's the asset, and then it's kones kesef. What's the case? Machal adinir shal zav be'esrim v'chamish adinir shal kesef kivin shemashach hazav nikad kesef b'chol makam shehu. As we said, once you take the gold, that's considered the asset, and therefore the silver is yours, wherever it is. So iamr bishma b'chalipin. If you say we're talking about chalipin, a barter, haynu diktani nikad kesef b'chol makam shehu. Who that language fits in? You buy one side of the barter, then the other one is nikne wherever it is. Ela iamrit bedamim. Again, it's a linguistic problem. Hi nikne kesef b'chol makom shehu nischayev gavra mi ba'alei. It should be nischayev gavra. The person is obligated. If it's a case of damim, right, when you pay for it, you're obligated. So Amar Ravashi la'olam bedamim. Ravashi says no. Really, it is talking about a payment case. It's not talking about a barter case. And there's no raya to matbea nikne b'chalipin. Umay b'chol makom shehu kimo shehu. B'chol makom doesn't mean wherever it is, but it just means as is. Kita amarle, as is known, as we said, he amarle amyarniki chadasha yavin alacha. If somebody says, I wanted a coin from a new wallet, a new coin, lo mati yav le amyarniki yashana. He can't give it you from an old wallet. Avagav da difi minayu, even though he might say it's better. My taima, why da amarle li yashan kabi inalahu? Because he might say, no, I want an old one. I want a new one to be able to make old. I want to leave it to be able to make old. I don't want an old one. So therefore, he could demand. That's what it means, kamosha who as is, but nothing to do with wherever it is. We got out of the linguistic problem. So at the end of the day, so far, there is no raya from our Mishnah whether Magbeya is nikne b'chalipin or not. But again, the issue is, can a coin take on the status of a asset? And you could use it as a barter. You don't have a handkerchief, you can. A pen, you can. What about money? Can I use money for chalipin? That is the machlokas here in the Gemara. Again, the next couple of blad are the main sugyas in Shas for kinyan chalipin. Right? Some of the main sugyas also at the beginning of Kedushin, other cases. But Daf Mem Zayin has very crucial Gemaras on chalipin. And we'll get to more. Okay, we'll stop here.